This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. Randy Beckler's with us this morning from Beckler's Carpet.
Now, you've been involved in the carpet industry and the floor covering industry your whole adult life, really.
That's exactly
and probably
right.
More than your whole adult life, really.
I can remember when I was a kid, Dad had pass machines, and I would creel some. I've even been as far back in to see pass machines and chicken houses, you know. So yeah. I'm telling on my age now.
Well, I guess here we are in 2007, lots of changes. You were mentioning that you're importing hardwood products
right.
from Asia. You're doing a lot of things you never dreamed of probably 15, 20 years ago.
Dave.
What? Just as a participant in this business, we talked about installation, we talked about electronics and technology and some of the product changes. In fact, there's an interesting product that's sitting right in front of us here that I'd like to ask you about.
Well, this is some new technology that if it works like we believe it will, could very well revolutionize the flooring industry. It is a different type adhesive for backing, and a different secondary backing, where latex has been pretty much the main number one adhesive, and put on before the action back. This is a new product that is a polyurethane backing or adhesive that is mixed with a catalyst that is applied, and then a secondary backing is attached to it. And the secondary backing is much cheaper than the action back. But by this chemical reaction, it actually bonds into the carpet. It's more cost-effective. The acclimation time, I mean, I was told that you can fold it up and put it in the freezer and then take it out if you had a big enough freezer for a 12 by 20 and stretch it in right then without any problem.
So unlike the present carpet that we have, it's not stiff.
It's not stiff.
And it doesn't react to the cold.
Right.
And the primary backing, what is that? Is that the regular?
That's regular okay. action back for primary.
Okay.
But you don't have the problem with the odor after installation that you do with latex. You don't have the adverse chemicals that you have in latex. This will not affect.
No off-gassing.
Right.
Okay.
And the installers like it because it's very similar to the softback products now as far as the way it feels, and they don't get their knuckles cut up.
You don't scratch the walls with it.
Doesn't scratch the walls or the baseboards, which is a big plus. And the key thing, the two key things, is it will be less expensive from a manufacturing standpoint.
You just got a lot of people that are paying attention now that you said that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But where I think it will save the mills a tremendous amount of money is in claims, because if applied properly, delamination would be a thing of the past, and that's one of the major problems that we see in most of the outlets around
that's
the country. And talking even with Jim Walker with CFI, he's excited with this product.
You've shown that to him, and he hasn't found a way to cause the lamination
right.
yet. You told me that earlier.
Yeah, Jim, I sent him some samples to test, and he said, I've tried every way I can to get this to laminate, and so far I hadn't been successful, but I'm going to keep trying. And that's been about 3 weeks ago, and I hadn't heard any more, so I don't know if he's been successful or not.
Randy, looking at this new adhesive, which would replace latex along with this new backing, it looks to be lighter weight than the carpet that I'm used to seeing.
It is lighter weight. As far as carrying it from an installation standpoint, it's very pliable. You can fold it up and take it up in high rises without breaking your back. It will be cheaper in shipping. it'll save the installer's time. They can use this product a lot easier. And the cost to put it on, it's not as energy intensive as latex. You have to have a full oven, long range, to cure the latex and to bond the secondary on. With this product, the only energy, other than, I guess, getting the power of it going, would be from a boiler that heats the rollers. And, you know, they've got heads that come down and put on put the adhesive on the back of the primary. And then the rollers gauge it, and then they go through another process where they put the secondary on and run through the rollers. And then once that's done, you don't have to go into an oven.
It cures on its own.
Okay. And matter of fact, just as soon as it comes out, you know, it's curing continuously. And, you know, say if you've got a, you know, 40, 50 foot before you start rolling up, by the time it gets to it, you can go ahead and roll it up.
So and after, during that, or before the curing process, is when you put the secondary in?
Right. Now, we're just as quick as the adhesive is applied, because it, you know, with the catalyst, and it, you know, it'll set up pretty quick, so you have to move quickly. And so that's when they apply the secondary and run it between the rollers and press it in and bond it. And but like I say, it's a lot simpler process, not near as costly. It's more cost effective, doesn't cost near as much energy cost as compared to the old time.
And I'm looking at this now, and none of this is abrasive.
No,
like regular carpet we've all seen.
The secondary backings are made from two products. We can use polypropylene, and we can use polyester. And of course, polyester comes from Coke bottle chips. So both of those are much cheaper than the action back that most mills are, well, all the mills are using now. So this can cut the cost down substantially. Mm-hmm. And of course, I know how the mills and stockholders look at bottom line.
Right.
And that's what's getting the mills' attention. Mm-hmm. Now, I think most of the mills have seen it, the majors, but they're obviously being smart by waiting and see if they get the first the range in to prove it'll do what the sample machine does.
Tough bind and dimensional stability.
That the tough bind, of course, is super important, as you know. The tough bind will be controlled by the amount of latex. Obviously, if you're talking a bigger yarn like a Berber, you're going to have to put more on it to get the bundle wrap. Dimensional stability, the sample machine doesn't have a tenor frame. And, you know, anybody needs to know what tenor frame is, what
stretches it out.
It out when it runs through the coater in the oven. And the new one, the big line that Coastal will manufacture, will have that. So we've had some, not major, with dimensional stability just because we don't have a tenor frame to stretch it out.
I see.
But Coosters have guaranteed us that once that they get the big line built and have the tenor frame, that will not be a problem.
They're the people developing this equipment, which if everything works properly, will eventually be in mills that are producing carpet. I see.
Coaster is one of the biggest manufacturers of textile machinery. They make ovens. They make rotary printers for carpet. They make, screen printing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're one of the biggest and most sound I've heard. I've talked to several industry people that says they're a good company, and they think they can make a broadloom, I mean, make a product in, or make the machinery that can go as far as 15-6 wide. Now, 15-6 wide is the width of a double wide, and so that's the reason for 15-6 wide, you have no seam. But they are guaranteeing that they can do this, and because they see the potential not only in the American market but the overseas market. And like I say, if it works the way the tests are leading us to believe, of course you can't get a full understanding on a sample machine that you'll get on a broad loom.
Right.
But they're guaranteeing that the broad loom will do everything the sample can do, and then and more, because they'd have your tenor frame, like I was talking about.
When do you expect that the big machine will be up and you'll be able to run product on it?
We're hoping, because I'm involved with it, we're hoping by end of the year. I think realistically you're probably looking at February. But, they've tweaked it enough, and I'm sure there'll be some tweaking once the equipment gets in. It'll take several months to get the bugs out and fine-tune it. So hopefully by late spring or early summer, should be producing product.
And people in this industry have seen this and are looking at it pretty favorably, the whole concept.
They are, and I mean, they're looking at it from a standpoint of wait and see, and you can't blame them. I mean, that's smart. If I was sitting in the chair of some of the CEOs of all your major mills, I would be the same way. But I've talked to most of them, and they have said that they see promise in it. I had one that said that he felt like it would work. They still need to have some tweaking. Another said that they see promise. They're not sold on it yet. They're waiting to see what the big line will do. And if it does what we believe it will, then they said obviously they wanted to be involved in any new technology that would help the flooring business or the carpet business. So I think all your majors have seen it and are testing it on the sample line. But like I say, you're not going to really get the true what it'll do till we get the broad line in.
Best case scenario, this thing works famously once the equipment is built and up and running and perfected. A case can be made for the savings of this.
Right.
What's the best case scenario in terms of this being adopted by the players in this business?
I would say, it would take, it would very well over time take the place of latex, because it's a superior product. Now, obviously the mill has all your majors have millions invested in ovens, latex ovens. It would take a time for them to transition. I think it's not something that would happen overnight. They would assuming it was successful, and we believe it will be, then I think you would see them beginning, and then slowly, as they felt more comfortable with it, adding lines or even redoing their existing lines, because, like I say, you don't need an oven.
Just from the experience I've had in carpet mills, seems like if you're walking through a carpet mill, most of your walking is by an oven, isn't it?
That is exactly right. And this,
so they can make a lot more carpet, but basically in the space that they have without ovens.
Right.
With this process.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But I think if it works like we believe it will, it in the long run would revolutionize the industry, because we'd have a better product with less troubles, with less headaches, and of course the major thing with latex, and this is our claims guy, what most of his time is spent on is delamination or wrinkling, and that's because latex breaks down, and So if we could get the product that where delamination would be a thing of the past, then we have just saved the mills a bunch of money. So when you look at that savings as compared to the savings and the cost of the back, secondary backing, it's all about numbers.
There doesn't appear to be a downside at this point.
Not at this point. Now, I'm sure there'll be some bugs comes up that we'll have to work through. But the pluses are phenomenal. And like I say, I'm sure we'll have some bugs to work out. But most of the key people in the industry that I've talked with thinks it'll work, but they don't know exactly when because we got some tweaking to do. But once I think you see the tweaking done and the finished product is to their liking, then I think you'll see the major mills get involved with it.
This is exciting, and it's got to be exciting for you being involved in this.
It is. Enjoyed doing research, and there is a patent pending on the product. And I've learned a lot just by talking to different ones. But it is exciting. Anything new is exciting to me, and something that would revolutionize the industry and help the installers, it'd help us with our consumers, because even though we take care of our claims, it's not a good experience for the consumer. And if most of our problem with claims is delamination or wrinkling, then this is going to make our job a whole lot easier, and it will be easier on the installer as well. And I think the installers will be the ones that will benefit a lot from it. They'll be a cheerleader for it. I think at some point you may see an installer maybe charge more for action back because it takes more time. It's rougher on their hands, harder to deal with than you would with this product.
Yeah, and more expensive to ship, as you mentioned. This is exciting. I'd like to talk some more about this as we go forward.
Be good. I know we're going to Kansas City to the CFI convention with it next week, and where we'll have some of the best installers in the nation. And, of course, Jim Walker will be there right in the middle of it. And we're going to take samples, let them test it, let them play with it, get the input from those guys. Because the more people we have looking at it, we want them to tell us if they see something that's not right. Because then we can go back and try to tweak it and fix it. So the more input we have from people that knows carpet, the better product we can come out with.
Yeah. Well, I'll invite you and the players and Jim, involved in this, after this trip to Kansas City to come on, and we'll talk about this some more.
And Jim Walker can shine a lot on it because he's impressed with it. And I think after being out there and spending some time with him, as I told you earlier, I've never been around Walker without learning something. And because he knows installations backwards and forwards. But we would love to. And I think we'll have more information once we go out there.
That'll be good. Well, it's a revolutionary idea here.
It is.
Turn a lot of heads here in the Dalton area. Randy, always great having you on the program. I always learn something when I talk with you, and it's great to have you on.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy sitting down and talking with you.
It's been a pleasure. We've been talking with Randy Beckler. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Beckler Carpet, based in Dalton. This is Floor Radio.